ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभं व्यास शंकर मध्यमं अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तं वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। सो वी हैव टू सी टुडे पेज नंबर 41 एंड इन द प्रीवियसली द एक्सप्लेनेशन वाज गिवन। नाउ यू अंडरस्टूड Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, these three words are Viseshanani. Brahman is Viseshanam and there is Samanadhikaranyam because they all of the same case endings. Even though all the four words are of the same case endings, all of them are nominative case, all of them are neuter-gender words, still how to understand what is Brahma, which is the Visesham, which are the Viseshanani? Because earlier it was said, Brahma vid Paramapnoti. That which has to be known is Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the Visesham. That which is to be arrived at is Brahma. Therefore, these three words are the Viseshanani. We understood. And each word is supposed to distinguish Brahman from everything else. That is why they are called Viseshanani. But still, we are going to understand they are not mere Viseshanani. They are also they are Lakshana Viseshanani. We have to understand that we will understand later on. And here, and finally, I am reading the last paragraph to understand the connection. Now, Bhashyakaraha finds himself in a difficult position. In page number 440, you must know the connection. This is a style of Bhashyakaraha here. Bhashyakaraha, commentator. He creates a critical situation and then comes out of it beautifully. He first uses the word Viseshanam to the hilt because linguistically that is the correct thing. Linguistically correct. So, language-wise, first he sets himself up for an objection. Linguistically correct, but what is the problem it's going to present? That Pura Pakshi is going to bring it out. And he is going to answer. By way of answering Pura Pakshi's query, doubt, he will clarify our heads. Okay. Pura Pakshaha. I told you many times, Pakshaha means wing. That's why bird is called Pakshi. But here Pakshaha, the person of one side, one wing. The person of other wing, like labor wing. We have the party. Like that here wing. Pura Pakshaha, the person of another wing is Pura Pakshaha. Another wing means the person of another wing of another view, different view. Or he is who objects the Siddhanti's view. We can say objectioner, objectioner, a person who objects or questions. Nanu, Viseshyam. Viseshanan, Viseshanantaram, Vyabhicharat, Viseshyate, तथा नीलम रक्तम च उत्पलम इति. I want you all to understand this expression again. Antaram. See, Viseshantaram. Antaram, Anyat, Viseshanam, Viseshantaram. Anyat, Karanam, Karanantaram. Anyaha, Deshaha, Deshantaram. Deshantaraha. Deshantaram. Anyat, when you say other, you can use that as Antaram to make it different. Viseshanantaram. Another qualification. Deshantaram, another country. Karanantaram, another reason. Vastvantaram, another object. Doshantaram, another error. Like antaram, when added to a noun, it gives you the meaning another. Literally, antaram literally means gap. Antaram literally means gap, but here, when you add it to the word, it gives you the meaning of another. Viseshana antaram, viseshanantaram, another qualification. Okay. Nanu viseshyam viseshanantaram yabhicharat viseshyate. Yatha नीलं रक्तं च उत्पलं इति. यदा हि अनेकानि, लेट मी रीड फर्स्ट टुगेदर देन आई ब्रेक इट. यदा ह्यनेकानि द्रव्याणि एकजातीयानि अनेक विशेषणयोगीनि च तदा विशेषणस्यार्थवत्वं. यदा हि अनेकानि द्रव्याणि एकजातीयानि अनेक विशेषण योगीनि च तदा विशेषणस्य अर्थवत्वम्. ननु स्टॉप फॉर अ वाइल. लेट मी हैव क्लारिफिकेशन हियर. स्टॉप. दिस ननु हैज डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स इन डिफरेंट कॉन्टेक्स्ट. ओके. विशेष्यम् a noun, substantive. Viseshyate, viseshanam, sorry, viseshyam, viseshyate. Viseshyate is what is qualified. Viseshyam, viseshyate. A noun is qualified. Qualified. How it is qualified? Vyabhicharat. Vyabhicharat. Viseshyam viseshyate. Vyabhicharati. Vyabhicharati also means negates. Vyabhicharat means by negating. Viseshyam viseshanantram vyabhicharat viseshyate. A noun is qualified by negating. Viseshanantaram, other attributes. Other attributes are attributes belonging to other objects. Other attributes means attributes of other objects are negated by the attributes of this given object. So a noun is qualified by an adjective, viseshanam, a descriptive word, which negates other qualifications, attributes of another object. That is how it becomes the qualification of this given object. So visesham, visesh, vyabhicharat, viseshanantaram, viseshyate. यथा नीलं रक्तं च उत्पलं इति. यथा लाइक जस्ट एज अ लिली इज क्वालिफाइड बाय ब्लू नेगेटिंग रेड. यदा हि अनेकानि द्रव्याणि एकजातीयानि अनेक विशेषणयोगीनि च तदा विशेषणस्य अर्थवत्त्वम् यदा वेन् अनेकानि द्रव्याणि मेनि द्रव्यम्स् मेनि सब्स्टेन्सेस् हि इण्डीड् अनेकानि मेनि सब्स्टेन्सेस् एकजातीयानि द्रव्याणि सब्स्टेन्सेस् ऑफ एनि वन गिवन स्पीसीज सब्स्टेन्सेस् बिलोंगिंग टू एनि वन गिवन स्पीसीज इवन एकजातीयानि वस्तूनि एकजातीयानि द्रव्याणि एकजातीयानि बट अनेकानि बट मेनि लाइक एक अनेकानि द्रव्याणि एकजातीयानि अनेक विशेषण योगिनी विच आर आल्सो एंडोड विद डिफरेंट एट्रिब्यूट्स अनेक मेनी डिफरेंट विशेषण मेनी डिफरेंट क्वालिफिकेशंस एट्रिब्यूट्स सो मेनी सब्सटेंसेस बिलोंगिंग टू वन गिवन स्पीशीज हैविंग डिफरेंट क्वालिफिकेशंस डिफरेंट attributes many different attributes cha and tada visheshanasya arthavatvam only then visheshanasya arthavatvam see the adjective qualification has the status of being the meaningful arthavatvam visheshanasya arthavatvam asti विशेषणस्य अर्थवत्त्वं तदा एव अस्ति विशेषणस्य अर्थवत्त्वं मीन्स दि क्वालिफिकेशन दि एडजेक्टिव हैज द स्टेटस ऑफ बीइंग द मीनिंगफुल ओनली देन कदा कदा तदा एव विशेषणस्य अर्थवत्त्वं अस्ति ओनली व्हेन द मीनिंग द एडजेक्टिव हैज द स्टेटस ऑफ बीइंग मीनिंगफुल adjective qualification only if the substances all the substances belonging to one species having different qualifications skid visheshanasya arthavattvam kada bhavati visheshanasya arthavattvam kada bhavati when does a qualification become meaningful when does a qualification adjective has meaningfulness when does an adjective have meaningfulness arthavatvam visheshanasya kada bhavati can simply ask simple question is what no when is the adjective meaningful simple question I can ask make it a noun okay visheshanam arthavat kada bhavati simple question visheshanam kada arthavat bhavati arthavat visheshanam bhavati when does an adjective qualification become meaningful simple otherwise when does the adjective qualification have meaningfulness two ways of asking visheshanasya विशेषणं कदा अर्थवत् भवति विशेषणस्य कदा अर्थवत्त्वं भवति इट इज सेड यदि यदा और यदि इफ आई कैन पुट और व्हेन यदा अनेकानि द्रव्याणि एकजातीयानि अनेक विशेषण युक्तानि अनेक विशेषण युक्तानि अनेक विशेषण योगीनि only if substances of one given species enjoying different qualifications or attributes then alone adjectives becomes meaningful only then adjectives are meaningful இஸ் கிளியர். அநேகானி திரவியாணி ஏகஜாத்தியானி பவேயுகு அண்ட் தேஷாம் விசேஷணானி அப்படி அநேகானி பவேயுகு. ததா ஏவ விசேஷணஸ்ய அர்த்தவத்வம் சித்தியதி. ஒன்லி தென் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஹேஸ் மீனிங்ஃபுல்னஸ், அப்ஜெக்டிவ் பிகம்ஸ் மீனிங்ஃபுல். இஃப் ஆல்ரெடி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பிலாங் டு டிஃபரெண்ட் ஸ்பீஷிஸ் தென் தேர்ஸ் நோ நீட். யூ ஆல்ரெடி இட் இஸ் வெரி கிளியர் திஸ் பிலாங்ஸ் டு டிஃபரெண்ட், டோன்ட் நீட் டு ஒன் திங் ஷுட் பி டிஸ்டிங்விஷ்ட் ஃப்ரம் அனதர் திங் ஃபார் விச் தே போத் மஸ்ட் பிலாங் டு சேம் ஸ்பீஷிஸ். தென் பட் தே மஸ்ட் ஹேவ் டிஃபரெண்ட் attributes, then the meaning attribute becomes meaningful attribute because it serves the purpose of distinguishing one from the other. That's why I said dravyani anekani bhaveyuhu parantu anekani api dravyani ekajatiyani bhaveyuhu ekajatiyatvat aneka visheshana yuktani api syuhu ததா ஏவ விசேஷணஸ்ய அர்த்தவத்வம் அஸ்தி. ஒன்லி தென் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் ஹேஸ் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் மேக்ஸ் எ சென்ஸ். ஓகே, சோ வாட் டஸ் ஹி வாண்ட் டு சே, ஐ வில் சீ இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் பேஜ். பிஃபோர் தட் லெட் அஸ் ரீட் திஸ் குவைட்லி. வெயிட், அ சப்ஸ்டாண்டிவ் இஸ் குவாலிஃபைட் பை நெகேட்டிங் அதர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். Just as a lily is qualified by blue negating red, when there are many substances belonging to the same species and capable of taking many attributes, then alone the adjectives are meaningful. You can simply say it doesn't need to be capable of. Be substances of one species having different qualifications. That's enough. Avisheshanam is meant to distinguish a given object from all other objects belonging to the same class. There are not many Brahmans. Brahman is one without a second. So, where is the situation here? To distinguish this Brahman from other Brahmans. Therefore, Visheshanam is not possible for Brahman. Then, Bhashyakara says, all the Visheshanas become Lakshanams to reveal Brahman. All the Visheshanas become Lakshanas to reveal Brahman. That is, லக்ஷண லக்ஷ பாவ சம்பந்தா. யூ மஸ்ட் ரைட் லக்ஷண லக்ஷ பாவ சம்பந்தா. ஐ வாண்டட் டு ரிமைண்ட் யூ ஹியர், சி விசேஷண விசேஷ பாவ சம்பந்தா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹி இன்ட்ரடியூசஸ், தேர் பை ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு டேக் அஸ் டு லக்ஷண லக்ஷ பாவ சம்பந்தா. The revealer revealed connection. Definer defined connection. Originally started with what? Adjective noun relationship. Adjective noun relationship means qualifier qualified, describer described relationship before. Now is going to say lakshana lakshya bhava sambandha between them. The definer defined, revealer revealed connection. Satyam jnanam anantam becomes lakshanam. Brahman becomes lakshyam. This is the method of teaching. I'm going to tell you the method of teaching later on. Nanu, a question is raised against what is said. Visesham viseshyate. A noun is qualified by a viseshanam adjective. Visesham kena viseshyate. Visesham viseshanena viseshyate. விசேஷம் விசேஷனேன விசேஷத்தே. Noun is qualified by an adjective. Viseshanam. How does it qualify? Viseshanantaram vyabhicharat. Viseshanantaram vyabhicharat. See, there's a, the English's mistake is there. It must be vyabhicharat. But here, vyabhicharat is there. That's the correct thing. Vyabhicharena. Panchami is a hetvartha. In that vyabhicharat is there. It must be vyabhicharat. In Sanskritam, please correct it. Vyabhicharat. Viseshanantaram vyabhicharat. Vyabhicharat. I want to know this noun. Vyabhicharaha. Vyabhicharaha, vyabhicharaha, we have known. Vyabhicharat. Vyabhicharena. That's the meaning. An adjective qualifies by negating other viseshanas, possible attributes. Like even when you say blue lily, it dismisses red lily. When you say red lily, it does not include blue lily. So, an adjective is meaningful only when anekani dravyani ekajatiyani, a number of objects are there belonging to the same class. It is important to note that when substantives are many belonging to samana jatiya, same species or group, then adjectives have a place. Since there are many red variegated lilies, we use adjectives to specify a given lily. If you take jasmine flower, all are white in color. So you need not say, please bring white jasmine. Therefore, if the objects are many and they are subject to many attributes, then there is viseshanasya arthavatvam. Viseshana is meaningful. Now the Purupakshi gives a counter example. Okay. Before I enter into this next passage, I want you to understand the two methods followed in teaching. One method is, please make a note, because Swamiji just mentioned our method and he moves on, assuming that we know already. There are only two methods used in teaching. One is direct method of communication and indirect method of communication. Direct method of teaching means, direct method of teaching, indirect method of teaching, in both words have to be used. Because teaching means communication, communication means speaking, speaking means making use of the words. When what has to be taught, if what has to be taught happens to be, if it, what has to be taught is an object other than oneself. What has to be understood or what has to be known is any of the object other than oneself. If it comes under the category of the objects within the world of object, material world, then the method used is direct method. Direct method of communication. Which means the object which is to be known must be describable. An object which is to be known must be describable object. Describable in the sense it must fulfill five conditions. Shabda pravritti nimittani. Shabda pravritti. Swamiji mentioned earlier, I hope you remember. Shabda pravritti nimittani means five conditions required for making use of the words, for the words to become useful. Five conditions required for the words to be used are known as Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. That which causes the usage of words is called Pravritti Nimittam. Shabda Pravritti Nimittani Pancha. There are five conditions which any object should fulfill. At least few of them should be fulfilled in order to be described. What are they? Jatihi, species. Jatihi, species. Gunaha, attributes. Jatihi, gunaha, kriya, action. Sambandaha, relationship or connection. Dravyam. Jatihi, gunaha, kriya, sambandaha, dravyam. These are the, because it is very important for anyone to know this, because everywhere you need to know this. First thing. And here, Shabda Pravritti Nimittani Pancha. Okay, five factors which cause the usage of words. So we say any object should fulfill these five conditions. Either an object must belong to a given species, or it must have some attribute or the other, or it must be connected to some form of action or the other, or it must have some relationship, some connection with something or the other, or it must have some texture, something like that. Called dravyam. Like that here, if you take a given form, dravyam also. And here, Brahman, the Atma, does not fulfill any of these five conditions. No jat, Brahmanaha jatihi nasti, gunaha nasti, karma nasti, necessary kriya nasti, sambandaha nasti, dravyam api nasti. No form, no action, no connection, nothing. Brahman does not fulfill any of the first five conditions. Therefore, it is that Brahman is Shabda Pravritti Nimitta Rahitam. Brahman is said to be Shabda Pravritti Nimitta Rahitam. That which does not come under the category of any of the objects which is capable of fulfilling these five conditions. In Sanskrit, one sentence, one small word, Shabda Pravritti Nimitta Rahitam. In English, Brahman, that does not come under the category of any object which fulfills these five or few conditions. Okay, Shabda Pravritti Nimitta Rahitatvat. Because Brahman does not fulfill any of these five conditions, Brahman cannot be communicated directly. Therefore, Brahman cannot be taught using the words. But still, words alone have to be used to teach Brahman also. Therefore, the method followed by the Upanishads, Shastra, Vedanta Shastra, is a unique methodology. What is that method? See, indescribable has to be described. Non-expounded has to be expounded. Unknowable has to be made known. How? The method used is indirect method of communication, not direct. So to have the knowledge of the object, the method used is indirect method. To have the knowledge of the subject, one's own sarupam, when the knower has to know the knower sarupam, not the known, the method used by Shastram is indirect method of communication. And this indirect method of communication involves two methods. One is lakshanavrittihi. Lakshanavrittihi, one. Another method is nishedavrittihi. Lakshanavrittihi, nishedavrittihi. you must be very careful. The word vritti has different meanings in different contexts. The word vritti, some other context means livelihood. Some other context means thought modification. And here is a method of communication. Lakshana vritti and nisheda vritti. Lakshana vritti means what? Communication by implication, communication through implication or by implication is called Lakshana vritti. That's what we are going to see now. And another method is communication through negation. Communication by implication through negation. Lakshana vrittihi and nisheda vrittihi. Okay, two methods are there. We will see both, but here Lakshana vritti is going to come first. The method of reveal communication by implication through negation. We'll understand that. This is the method. Lakshana vritti, nisheda vritti. And this is an indirect method of communication, teaching. Why we have to use indirect method, not direct method? Because what is to be communicated is indescribable by words. Words have to be used to describe, to drive home something which cannot be described, which cannot be revealed by words. Okay. That's the method. Now let me come back to the lesson. So Shankara Bhagavatpada initially, in order to make us understand, Brahman is the noun and these three words are adjectives. But adjectives, then the grammatical problem comes. Grammatical problem is what? The reason he mentioned already, there must be objects of, substances of the same species, having different qualifications, then only qualifications, adjectives are of use to distinguish one thing from the other. But Brahman happens to be one. Now second Brahman is not there. Therefore, using adjectives, how? It doesn't make any sense. That's what the Purupakshi's question. Now the Purupakshi gives a counter example. It's very interesting how it makes you think nicely. Nahi, see, to state how he is right, he gives another example. First reason he gave, must remember. He is correct. Grammatically, what he says is correct. I wanted to make a note. In page number 41, in the fifth line, then Bhashyakara says, all the Visheshanams become Lakshanas to reveal Brahman. That is not connected to this sentence, the Bhashyam. There is Swamiji's explanation for that. You must make a note of it. All the Visheshanas become Lakshanas to reveal Brahman. There is Lakshana Lakshya Bhava Sambandha between them. Satyam Jnanam Anantam becomes Lakshanam. Brahman becomes Lakshya. This is the method of teaching. That is Pooja Swamiji's explanation for us. That is nothing to do with the commentary here. What is the comment? Not the commentary is many. Commentator stops only this, says this much. I mean, when it's not a commentator, the Purupakshi stops only this much, says this much. Brahman is one. So it cannot be distinguished. Adjectives do not make any sense, meaningless. And why? What is the purpose of using adjectives? That Purupakshi says. That much alone we should understand as the meaning of the Bhashyam given here. The rest is Swamiji's explanation for us. Okay. Now, the Purapakshi gives a counter example. Nahi, ekasminneva vastuni, viseshanantara ayogat, viseshanantara ayogat. यथा असौ एकः आदित्यः इति तथा एकमेव ब्रह्म न ब्रह्मान्तराणि एभ्यः विशेष्यते निलोत्पलवत् सेम थिंग इज गिवन एकस्मिन्नेव वस्तुनि विशेषणान्तर अयोगात् अनदर क्वालिफिकेशन विशेषणान्तर अयोगात् एकमेव ब्रह्म एकस्मिन्नेव वस्तुनि इन वन substance, the substance is one, when the substance is one, if the thing is only one of its kind, then viseshanantara ayogaha. There is no possibility of another adjective, using any other adjective. यथा असौ एकः आदित्यः इति जस्ट एज देयर इज वन सन तथा एकमेव ब्रह्म तथा सिमिलरली इन द सेम मैनर एकमेव ब्रह्म ब्रह्मन इज वन न ब्रह्मांतराणि देयर आर नो अदर ब्रह्मन्स ब्रह्मन्स एभ्यः रिलेटिव प्रोनाउन एभ्यः फ्रॉम व्हिच ब्रह्मन्स This Brahman has to be distinguished like the water lily, like the blue lily. Just as blue lily can be distinguished from red lily, there are many Brahmans from whom this Brahman has to be distinguished. So happens to be substance happens to be only one. There's no possibility of other adjectives. Visheshanantara ayogaha. Visheshanantarena yogaha nasti. Sambandha nasti. There is no, the Brahman, one thing is not the associated with any other qualification. That's called ayogaha. Visheshanantarena yogaha nasti, sambandha nasti. Visheshanantara ayogat. As there is no other qualification associated with, Brahman happens to be one. Other Brahmans happen to be not there, from whom it will be distinguished, like the blue lily from red lily or any other lily. It is not possible. That's the example he gives. Nahi ekasminneva vastuni visheshanantara ayogat yatha asau ekaha adityaha eva. See, whenever the panchami comes, you must take it as the reason. He wants to give the reason. Due to the reason of Brahman having not other attributes, not other connection with not other qualifications due to the reason of Brahman having not connection with other qualifications. That is the meaning andha karanathirkaga. Fifth case is used to make the present the cause. Due to the reason that Brahman is not connected, does not have connection with any other qualifications. Okay. But if the thing is only one of its kind, there is no possibility of using any other adjectives. Just as there is one sun, similarly, there is only one Brahman and there are no other Brahmans from which this has to be distinguished. Nahi ekasmineva vastuni. In an object which is only one of its kind, there is no class or species, no viseshanantara ayoga, so visheshanantara ayogat. It cannot get connected to any adjective. See, yogaha connection. I want to make a note of it. In translation, it is not given. Yogaha connection. Ayogat, due to its unconnectedness with any other qualification, it cannot be distinguished. That is the meaning. Due to its unconnectedness with any other qualification, Brahman cannot be distinguished. Okay. It cannot get connected to any adjective. Like Adityaha, the sun. You need not use the qualifying word ekaha or ekam, one, for the sun, for sun. There are not many suns in our solar system. There is only one sun of its kind. It is meaningless to say ekaha adityaha. It is enough to say asau adityaha, that sun. You can use the word ekaha in a different sense, like suryaha ekaha sun sarvam prakashayati. You can use the word ekaha in a different sense, like suryaha ekaha sun sarvam prakashayati. Remaining one sun illumines everything. Remaining one sun illumines everything. That is the literal translation of the sentence. Even though sun is one, it illumines everything. Similarly, say I want to understand sun, ekaha sun. If you break it, how should I write? Suryaha ekaha asti. Suryaha sarvam prakashayati. Two sentences. You want to make it, Surya remains one, he illumines everything. How do you make two sentences? Suryaha ekaha asti. Suryaha sarvam prakashayati. But you want Shatruanta, you want to use. Then Suryaha ekaha sanne, remaining, ondraha irundhukondu. Suryaha ekaha sanne, sarvam prakashayati. Remaining one, sun illumines everything. Similarly, there is only one space, does not take an adjective. There are not many spaces to distinguish this space from other spaces. So too, Brahman is only one. There are no other Brahmans available. Yebhyaha anyebhyaha brahmabhyaha idam brahma viseshyate, from which other Brahman, this Brahman has to be distinguished by satyam jnanam anantamiti viseshna padas, the adjectival words. Three adjectives. The three adjectives, satyam, jnanam and anantam. If there are various Brahmans, such as asatyam brahma, ajnanam brahma, jadam brahma, ashantam brahma, parichinnam brahma, then adjectives will have meaning. But Brahman is one. There is nothing to negate here. Therefore, there is no need to say this is satyam brahma, not asatyam brahma, and so on. Thus, Bhashyakara created a setup only to negate the possibility of people going away with the idea that satyam etc. are adjectives in the normal sense. Please make a note. Even though he introduced in the beginning as these words are adjectives, they are not simply mere adjectives like other adjectives. See, adjectives in the normal sense. He tells us now that if the object to be known is the only object, if the object to be known is only object available and it has certain features, which are not in any other object. Those features are not called adjectives, but they function as lakshanas. Now you have to make a clear understanding of what is lakshanam, what is samanya viseshanam. Samanya viseshanam, a simple any general adjective, that is different. Lakshana viseshanam, samanya viseshanam. Lakshana viseshanam is different from samanya viseshanam. What is lakshana viseshanam? You have to understand here. If what is to be known is the only one, if what is to be known is the only one available, there is no second thing, another thing like that, then, and that what is to be known has certain features, and that what is to be known is one, secondless, and that what is to be known happens to be one, has certain features, and those features are not in any other object. And those features which are not in any other features, those which are not in any other object are known not as adjectives, but lakshanani. Got it now? Yeah. Very important point. The features of one given thing, which does not have a second thing, and those features which are not found in any other object, anything else, are said to be lakshanani. It's called lakshana viseshanam. Lakshana viseshanam. So Siddha, this Purapakshi's question was right. He took satyam jnanam anantam as samanya viseshanani, simple adjectives. But Shankara Bhagavatpada says they are not simple samanya viseshanani, but they are lakshana viseshanani. Okay. Now Siddhantaha. Now see again. Please see the last sentence. Thus Bhashyakara created setup. From there you have to take it as not, doesn't belong to the commentary of this page. Puja Swamiji's explanation there. Introduction to the following Bhashyam. Thus Bhashyakara created setup only to negate the possibility of people going away with the idea that satyam etc. are adjectives in the normal sense. He tells us now that if the object to be known is the only object available and it has certain features which are not in any other object, those features are not called adjectives, but they function as lakshanani. They are known as lakshanani. His introduction to the following comment, Siddhanti's commentary. This they differentiate. Unfortunately, they haven't differentiated. Introduction to the Siddhanti's view, which is going to be presented by Bhashyakara. Purapakshi's, the commentary, the explanation of Purapakshi's view is over before that. You make a note of it. Thus Bhashyakara onwards, the introduction to the following sentence. Is it clear? Okay. I'll get confused. Where exactly Swamiji's explanation of that given portion of the commentary is over, you must make a note. Siddhanta. Na. Na means what? No. No means that no stands for. Adjectives are meant to define, not to define, not to distinguish. They do distinguish, but at the same time they define mainly. Lakshanarthatvat. See, lakshanartham means for defining. Lakshanam, definition. Lakshanartham, for defining. Lakshanam, defining, definition. Lakshanartham, for defining. Lakshanarthatvat means due to the reason, purpose of defining, as those words are meant for defining. So visheshananam. So we have to understand visheshanani, visheshasya lakshanani, visheshanani here. Satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma are lakshana visheshanani. Visheshanani lakshanartham eva santi. Lakshanartham eva bhavanti. Lakshanartatvat, due to the reason of being meant for defining Brahman, they are not simple adjectives. No, adjectives are meant to define. You see, it is not like English language. Two negatives are not there. I want to make a note. See, usually in English, when you say, there must be two adjectives, two negatives. Na, afterwards what? Visheshanani, lakshanarthani. Visheshananam, lakshanarthatvam asti. Make a complete sentence. Visheshananam, lakshanarthatvam asti. Visheshanani, lakshanarthani. Ataha, therefore, due to that reason. Ataha tani natu samanya visheshanani lakshana visheshanani. Okay. No. The problem you pointed out is not here, not there. Lakshanartatvat visheshananam. Adjectives are meant to serve as definition. It is true that Brahman is only one. The three words, Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam, are not meant to be seen as adjectives, because there is only one Brahman. They are meant to define Brahman. There are twofold visheshanas. One is swarupa visheshanam and the other is lakshana visheshanam. In neelam utpalam, the word blue is swarupa visheshanam. Swarupam sat visheshyate. In neelam utpalam, the word blue is swarupa visheshanam. Swarupam sat visheshyate. It is a normal qualifying adjective. The other is lakshana visheshanani, defining adjectives, where adjectives define the vastu. When we say satyam is visheshanam, it is only a linguistic expression but serves as a lakshanam. Therefore, it is called lakshana visheshanam. And Bhashyakara says lakshanarthatvat விசேஷனானாம். He gives a very beautiful example later. Now, having briefly given the answer, he explains it. So to make a note now, the adjectives are Swarupa Visheshanam and Lakshana Visheshanam. This Swarupa Visheshanam becomes a Samanya Visheshanam. Lakshana Visheshanam is a defining adjective. See, therefore the twofold onwards is for the introduction for the next sentence. Na ayam dosha, that's not a defect. Kasmat karanat, due to what reason, it is not wrong, it is not defect. Lakshanartha pradhanani visheshanani. Na visheshana pradhanani eva. See, lakshanam pradhanam yasya visheshanasya tad visheshanam lakshanartha pradhanani visheshanani. Or visheshanam pradhanam yasya tad visheshanam visheshana pradhanani. What is important, that is based here, said here. That is not a defect. Why? Because these adjectives are primarily meant to define Brahman. So the main purpose of these definitions is defining Brahman. And are not meant to function like normal adjectives. Na ayam doshaha. The doshaha, defect, pointed out by you is not there. Kasmat, how? Visheshanani. See, katham ityarthe kasmat shabdasya prayogaha. Katham ityarthe kasmat shabdasya prayogaha. The word kasmat is used in the sense of katham, it means kasmat karanat, due to which reason. How visheshanani na visheshana pradhanani eva. The words satyam etc., which are grammatically visheshanani, do not do the job of visheshanam. They do not function as adjectives, but they are lakshanartha pradhanani, primarily meant to reveal Brahman. Their pradhanyam, their importance, the focus, the meant for is on defining, revealing Brahman. Blue is primarily a visheshanam, distinguishing this lily from all other lilies, not from all other objects. It does not negate other blue things in the world, like blue jeans, blue shirt, and blue sky. But a lakshanam distinguishes the given object from everything else. This is a point you have to make. A samanya visheshanam can distinguish one object from the other objects of its own species. It cannot distinguish a given object from the rest of the world, everything else in the world. Whereas here, lakshanam distinguishes the vastu from everything else, because it doesn't, there's not, there's only one thing, the one thing which obtains in the world has to be distinguished from everything else. This is the important function of the Lakshanam. Lakshana Visheshanam. So, Samanya Visheshanam, Visheshana Pradhana Lakshanam. Visheshana Pradhana Visheshanam. Then, Lakshana Pradhana Visheshanam. Where is the focus? So, if the Lakshana means, Lakshanam has to distinguish the Vastu from the rest of the world. Whereas, Samanya Visheshanam distinguishes a given object from the objects of its own species, from other things. The meaning of the word Satyam is not applicable to any other substantive in the world except Brahman. So too, the meaning of the words Jnanam and Anantam. There cannot be two Anantams. So the word Satyam, etc., do not qualify Brahman, but reveal what Brahman is. Satyam is Brahman, Jnanam is Brahman, and Anantam is Brahman. Therefore, Lakshanarthatvat Nayam Doshaha. As they are primarily meant to reveal Brahman, there is no defect. That grammatical possibility of grammatical error is not here. We have to retain the language word Visheshanam for Satyam, Jnanam and Anantam. They are all Visheshanas of Brahman, but they are Lakshana Visheshanani. This is the teaching. I prefer you write in Sanskritam or English, Lakshana Visheshanani. In English, they have put as Visheshanas. But Lakshana Visheshanani. Natu Samanya Visheshanani. This is the teaching. If you do not follow this method, there is no understanding of what is going on. We are not negating any attribute that is attached to Brahman, as Brahman is ever free from attributes. Bhashyakara clarifies the difference between the two words, Lakshanam and Visheshanam. See again, Bhashyakara clarifies the difference between the two words, Lakshanam and Visheshanam. It's a very important lesson what you have read today. Please go through it again and make sure that you are very clear. Why? Because Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashya Patham, by the time we complete, you all must have clear vision. That must be Sankalpa. Okay, what is the purpose? Doesn't matter how many Upanishads we read. The clarity dawns, that is the accomplishment. It is as good as studying all the Upanishads and Brahma Sutras. Doesn't matter. Let there be clarity. That's the main thing. See, the methodology must be understood. That is why it is made very clear here itself. See, Lakshana Visheshanasya tat prayojanam kim, samanya visheshanasya prayojanam kim. You must know separately here. Because one more thing important, when you use samanya visheshanam, common general adjectives, any ordinary adjectives are used to distinguish a thing, then there is a, you also differentiate here. But here when you understand Brahman, nothing is negated actually. Negate means what Brahman is not, that is going to be negated. At the same time, finally, what is negated as not Brahman has to be seen as Brahman. That's the important thing. Let me make it very clear. See, when you distinguish Neelam Utpalam, please make a note. If you say Neelam Utpalam and Raktam Utpalam, what does it do? Neelam Utpalam distinguishes the lily from the red lily. And that's all. Doesn't do anything more than that. But here, this word Satyam, etc., not only it distinguishes, it reveals Brahman. By revealing Brahman, first it negates what Brahman is not. And whatever is negated as Abrahman will be resolved as Brahman later on. That's also an important lesson. First you say knower is not the known. Then finally the known is non-different from knower. That you have to understand. That is when a thing is negated here. Kaha punaha lakshana lakshayoho viseshna viseshayoho va viseshaha. Kaha punaha lakshana lakshayoho viseshana viseshayoho va viseshaha. Kaha viseshaha means what is the uniqueness or special, that's the difference. That is the word used in the difference. Kaha viseshaha. Okay, what is the special difference? Kaha viseshaha. Kaha bedaha. Visesha shabdasya beda arte prayuk. Viseshaha, the shabdaha viseshaha. Beda arte prayuktaha asti. Kaha viseshaha. What is the difference between lakshana lakshayoho viseshana viseshayoho? Please make a note. Lakshanam definition, lakshyam defined. Lakshanam definition, lakshyam defined. You can say the definition is what? Definer, defining definition and the defined vastu. Lakshanam definition, defining word. Lakshyam, defined vastu. And viseshana visesham, qualified descriptive word, and viseshyam, described noun. Qualifying adjective viseshanam, qualified described noun viseshyam. So here, between these two, what is the kaha viseshaha, kaha sambandaha, kaha bedaha? What then? So lakshana lakshayoho, viseshana viseshayoho, va kaha viseshaha. What then is the difference between revealer revealed and the qualifier qualified? Relationships. So what should be understood? Lakshana lakshanayo lakshana lakshayoho sambandha. Please make it that way. Lakshana lakshayoho sambandha means connection, relationship between the defining word and the defined vastu is said to be lakshana lakshayoho sambandha. Then viseshana viseshyayoho sambandha means connection between qualifying adjective and the qualified noun. It's a locative case dual. Seventh case dual. Endume. Lakshana lakshyayoho sambandha. Viseshana viseshyayoho sambandha. There is connection between the definition and the defined object. There is connection between the qualifier and the qualifying adjective and the qualified noun. what is the difference between the relationships between these two? What relationship is there between the definition and the defined object? What relationship is there between the qualifying noun, adjective, and the qualified noun? What is the difference in relationship? That is the more important. What is the difference in relationship? Between these two. Punaha, again, kaha viseshaha, what is the difference between lakshanam and lakshyam? The definer defined and viseshana visesham, adjective substantive. Lakshanam brings in lakshyam because you ask the question, whose lakshanam? Whose lakshanam? The answer is lakshyas lakshanam. Lakshyasya lakshanam iti prashnaha. When you say satyam is lakshanam, you will ask the question, kasya lakshanam. You have to say, lakshyasya lakshanam. The lakshyam kim? Brahma. Brahmanaha lakshanam. This is how you get. What is defined is called lakshyam. The word lakshanam means, lakshyate anena iti lakshanam. That you must write. Lakshyate anena iti lakshanam. That by which a given vastu is defined is called lakshanam. Definition is that by which something is defined. Lakshanam, definition, is that by which something is defined. Lakshyate anena iti lakshanam. By which something is implied, defined, or revealed. Therefore, lakshanam implies lakshyam. So too, viseshanam implies viseshyam. Here, he points the difference between them. Okay, he points the difference between the following bhashyam. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada presents the difference between the relationship. Relationship of what? Shankara Bhagavad Pada presents the relationship of difference in relationship of the lakshanam and lakshyam and viseshanam and visesham. Uchyate sajatiyebhyah. So that is being said. Uchyate, that is said. Kim uchyate? Sajatiyebhyah eva nivartakani viseshanani viseshyasya. A clean, simple sentence. See, viseshanani viseshyasya nivartakani. Viseshanani viseshyasya nivartakani. Which means adjectives are those which distinguish the noun from sajatiyebhyah, from the objects of the same species. Sajatiyebhyaha eva. See, sajatiya means objects of same species. beings of same species are known as sajatiyani. So sajatiyebhyaha eva nivartayanti. We want to say a simple sentence. Viseshanani visesham sajatiyebhyaha eva nivartayanti. Viseshanani visesham sajatiyebhyaha eva nivartayanti. Simple sentence. So adjectives distinguish the noun from its own, from other things of the same species. So they are nivartakam. Nivartayati iti nivartakam. That which distinguishes is nivartakam. Yat nivartayati tan nivartakam. That nivartakam means that which distinguishes. Nivartayati distinguishes. Nivartakam, that which distinguishes. Now, viseshanam nivartakam. Adjective is that which distinguishes. But viseshanani nivartakani. Viseshanam nivartakam. Viseshanani nivartakani. Adjectives are those which distinguish. Okay. Now, kasya nivartakani viseshasya nivartakani. Kutaha kebhyaha sajatiyebhyaha. So qualifying adjectives distinguish the noun from others belonging to the same species. Sajatiyebhyaha eva nivartakani viseshanani viseshasya. Lakshanam tu. See, first he already made very clear what is viseshanam, he has mentioned. Now, lakshanam tu sarvataha eva. The sarv, you must take a long sentence, okay? Then it became very clear. Lakshanam tu sarvataha eva. Yatha avakasha pradatra akashamiti. See, sarvataha eva nivartayati. We can make a sentence. Lakshanam sarvataha eva viseshyam nivartayati. Definition distinguishes the that which is to be revealed from everything. Sarvataha, very important. Samagra jagataha. Sarvataha samagrasyapi jagataha. Viseshyam nivartayati. The lakshanam distinguishes the vastu to be revealed from everything else. Whereas, viseshanam, visesham, sajatiyevyaha eva nivartayati. That eva is important. I'm sure you all enjoying Sanskritam also a little bit. Viseshanam, viseshyas, viseshyam, kevalam, sajatiyevyaha eva nivartayati. Parantu, lakshanam, lakshyam vastu, sarvataha nivartayati. Sarvataha. From everything else. Not only from the species of its own, one's own species, but from rest of the world. Yatha. Example is given. Avakasha pradatra akashamiti. Okay. See, avakasha pradata akashaha. Avakasha pradatru akasham. If you break it, avakasha pradatru akasham. Even it's a compound word. Avakasha pradata akasham. Akashaha. Akasham. Avakasha pradatru akasham. Avakasha pradatra akasham. All accommodative space. When you say all accommodative space, means what does this do, this adjective? Avakasha pradatru is adjective here. But what adjective? Lakshanam or Viseshanam? All accommodative space. This all accommodative is Lakshanam or Viseshanam. Is it definition or is it simple adjective? Lakshanam. You must know it is Lakshanam. Why it is Lakshanam? Because all accommodative, that qualification, that is a definition. Why? Because that distinguishes the space from rest of everything else. Avakasha pradatru is adjective. That is not, there's a lakshana viseshanam, that is not samanya viseshanam. Why? Because that does not distinguish space from its own space, because there's no second space. Only one space. So that cannot distinguish from space from other space. Its own species. Its own species is not there. It distinguishes space from rest of the world. Therefore, lakshanam. Lakshana viseshanam natu samanya viseshanam. Beautiful example. Avakasha pradatru akasham. Avakasha pradatrakasham. You must remember, gunasandhi also happens. Yatha, just as. Lakshanartham cha vakyam. Iti avochama. So we have already said, let me read it now. This sentence, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, in the sentence, those are all lakshanartham. When was it said? Lakshana pradana, lakshanartatvat, lakshana pradanani, natu viseshana pradanani, twice it was said before. So Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us again of what it is. They're meant for defining, not for simply distinguishing. Distinguishing adjective is different from defining adjective. Okay. Uchyate. Sajati bhyeva nivartakani viseshanani viseshasya. Lakshanantu sarvata eva. Yatha. Avakasha pradatra akashamiti. Lakshanartancha vakyam iti avochama. That is being said here. The qualifying adjectives distinguish the substantive from others belonging to the same species. Whereas a defining adjective distinguishes the substantive from everything else. Like in this sentence, that which provides accommodation is space. We have already said that the sentence Satyam Jnanam Anantam is meant to define Brahman. Uchyate. The difference is said. Viseshasya Anyebhyaha Sajatiyebhyaha Vishayebhyaha eva nivartakani viseshanani. Anyebhyaha sajatiyebhyaha vishayebhyaha eva nivartakani viseshanani. Adjectives are that. Adjectives are those which distinguish an object from all other members belonging to the same group or species by the process of negation. When you say blue shirt, the adjective blue negates all other shirts that are not blue. But two, whereas lakshanam sarvataha eva vyavartakam, a lakshanam distinguishes the substantive from everything else. It defines the object, and the defining words cannot fit in anywhere else except that object. This is lakshanam. Generally, they give the example. Shashnadiman gauhu. சாஷ்நாதிமான் கௌஹு, கௌஹு கௌ. நோ, தி ஜூலாப் இஸ் கால்ட் சாஷ்நாதிமான். திஸ் ஒன் தி ஹேங்கிங் பார்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் சாஷ்னா. அது பேரு சாஷ்னா, சாஷ்னா, சாஷ்நாதிமான் கௌஹு. கௌ இஸ் தி ஒன் விச் ஹேஸ் ஜூலாப். The hanging portion in the neck is called dewlap. No other animal has it. So, cow is defined as that which has dewlap. But you cannot say lion is an animal that has mane. Even horse has a mane. It has not, it is not lakshanam for a lion. You have to point out something that others do not have. Like your fingerprint, your DNA code, etc. are lakshanam for you. Your horoscope need not be lakshanam because on the same day, at the same time, so many babies are born in the same maternity hospital or elsewhere. Bhashik, see, these are Swamiji's. You can't find anywhere else there. Bhashyakara gives a beautiful example of Akashaha, space. There is only one Akashaha. It cannot take an adjective. If there is an adjective for Akasha, that is Alakshanam alone. In the sentence, Avakasha Pradaptru Akasham, space is that which provides accommodation. Two words are there. Avakasha Pradaptru and Akasham. Pradatru, pradanasya kartru, that which provides avakasha. Avakashaha, accommodation, is akashaha. So avakasha pradatru is an adjective to akasha, but serves only as a lakshanam, a definition of space. Being a lakshanam, it is sarvataha vyavartakam. It distinguishes space from everything. The suffix tas in the word sarvataha is used in the panchamyartha, in the sense of the fifth case, meaning from. This also I taught you already. Panchamyarthe tasal is the sutram. Panchamyarthe tasal is the sutram. The sutram says, suppose if you add takaranta to any noun, it gives you the fifth case meaning. You don't need to worry about the gender. You can say, suppose from Sita, you have to say Sita Yaha, Ramat. But instead of saying Ramat, Sita Yaha, Guroho, Girehe, Karehe, you can just add Taha, finished, easy. Akashataha Jalam Patati. சமுத்திரத்தா ஜல நதீத்தா ஜலம் பிரவகதி கிரகாத் அகம் அகம் கிரகத்தக ஆகச்சாமி கிரகாத் ஆகச்சாமி கிரகத்தக ஆகச்சாமி சே மீனிங் ஐ கம் ஃப்ரம் ஹோம் ஹவு டு சே யூ கேன் சே அகம் கிரகத்தக ஆகச்சாமி ஆர் யூ கேன் சே கிரகாத் ஆகச்சாமி சப்போஸ் ஷாலாயாக ஆகச்சதி பாட்டசாலாயாக ஆகச்சதி இட்ஸ் அ கரெக்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் யூ கெனாட் சே பாட்டசாலாத் பாட்டசாலாயாக ஆகச்சதி கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்கூல் ஆர் வித்யாலயாத் ஆகச்சதி தேர் வித்யாலயாத் சோ திஸ் ஜெண்டர் டிஃபரன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் வேர் ஆஸ் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் இஃப் யூ டவுட்ஃபுல் பெட்டர் புட் தா இட்ஸ் இனஃப் எனி ஆட் தஹ டு நவுன் இட் பிகம்ஸ் வாட் ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் கிவ்ஸ் யூ ஃபிஃப்த் கேஸ் மெனி பால தஹ சீதா தஹ ராம தஹ குரு தஹ கிரி தஹ Any noun add taha, it gives you what? Fifth case meaning. Guru taha, Rama taha, Sita taha, Nagara taha, Vana taha, Panchamya te tasal. So sarva taha, from everything. Okay. That's called tasal, suffix. Okay. When you say blue sky, now, let's not go out of the track now. Let us remember, if you talk about grammar, you go out of the track. சர்வத்தா வியாவர்த்தயதி. That you must remember. It distinguishes from everything. So, lakshanam visesham sarvataha vyavartayati. Visesham kevalam sajatiyebhyaha vastubhyaha eva vyavartayati. Okay. When you say blue sky, even though there is only one sky, still the adjective blue is meaningful. Because now and then it looks different. Now dark sky, now clouded sky, now clear sky and so on. Due to a change in the conditions of atmosphere, the appearance of the sky undergoes change. But Brahman does not undergo any such change. Therefore, the words Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam do not serve as Viseshanas. Distinguishing a given condition of Brahman. The words Satyam and Anantam do not serve as Viseshanas. Distinguishing a given condition of Brahman from other conditions of Brahman. As Brahman is free from conditions, it is Nirgunam. An important point here you have to make. This paragraph, please read again. Make sure that you understood it. It's very important. How do these words function in revealing Brahman? He points out that first, before giving the meaning of the word Satyam, etc. Okay. The last set words, introduction to the next, what is going to come? How do these words function in revealing Brahman? He points out that first, before giving the meaning of the word Satyam, etc. See, in page number 48, the Bhashyam begins, how do Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam function as defining words? How do the words Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam function in revealing, defining Brahman? That is going to come in page number 48. Should we stop now? By the time we get interested, we have to stop. Anyway, but you see, if you keep reading, following, making notes immediately along with it, you are doing a fantastic job. You don't need to do 8-10 Upanishads, not need to study. At least focus on one thing, have thorough understanding. Taittiriyam is Swamiji's favorite Upanishad. And he made me also love it. Not because it is a complete Upanishad. Even though Taittiriya Upanishad does not have any, not Mahavakyams explicitly like four Mahavakyams. There are so many Mahavakyams here also. But still, it's a very, very complete Upanishad. Complete Upanishad means you will understand lots of things only here. Not in other Upanishads. Okay. Hope you benefited, enjoyed it. Sometimes if I go little out to the grammar, don't get confused. I purposely do it because that you also benefit from that.
We want you to, Swamini.
Okay. Any questions from what we did today already? Okay. Yes, today, what is the important thing you have learnt? Yes, Sanaji.
I was not clear about the distinction between Samani Visheshana and Swarupa Visheshana. You seem to use them as though they're equivalents, but they obviously are different. Samani meaning universal.
No. Sanaji. No, Visheshanam or what? What do you? No. Samanya Visheshanam is equal to Swarupa Visheshanam. Samanya Visheshanam is equal to Swarupa Visheshanam. Whereas Lakshana Visheshanam is.
That's wrong, Ji. I was asking you about Swarupa and Samana.
Same meaning.
directly.
I understand why you're asking me. Because this Lakshana Visheshanam reveals the Swarupam of Brahman.
That's not why I'm asking.
That is where confusion comes. Okay.
No.
Lakshana Visheshanam. Okay, let me tell you.
The distinction between Samanya and Swarupa in terms of.
Same.
All right, fine.
See, Swarupa Visheshanam, Samanya Visheshanam mean the same. Whereas, Lakshana Visheshanam reveals Swarupam of Brahman.
I realize that, Swamiji. My question wasn't about Lakshanam.
Yeah, no, why I want to make Kipka, other people may wonder, because I'm also saying Swarupam, they reveal, they call it Swarupa Lakshanam. We are going to see later on Swarupa Lakshanam also. Swarupa Visheshanam is different from Swarupa Lakshanam. Definition which reveals the Swarupam of Brahman is called Swarupa Lakshanam. The definition which reveals Brahman directly in terms of its Swarupam by negating, by distinguishing it from everything else through negation. Okay, from what it is not. Then we say Lakshanam. But Samanya Visheshanam, Swarupa Visheshanam means the same. Simple, ordinary definition, adjective. We learn other words also. You know what this much is? Lakshana Visheshanam in Swarupa Visheshanam means Swarupa Visheshanam is otherwise nothing but Samanya Visheshanam. General, ordinary, adjective. Which is capable of distinguishing the noun from the objects of its own species. It can only distinguish it from its own species, not from everything else. Whereas this Lakshanam distinguishes the vastu from the rest of the world. So Sarvataha Swajatiyebhyaha. Swajatiyebhyaha, 5th case, plural. Sarvataha also Sarvebhyaha Vastubhyaha, instead of saying Sarvataha, Sarvataha, from everything. Vyavartayati. Vishesha, you can say Samanya Visheshanam. Visheshim Swajatiyebhyaha Eva Nivartayati. Parantu Lakshanam Alakshana Visheshanam Sarvebhyaha Sarvataha Visesham Nivartayati. Which distinguishes which from what? There is the difference. Swarupa Visheshanam, Samanya Visheshanam, same meaning. Lakshana Visheshanam is different. Why I am telling you again? We are going to see later on. We are going to understand these two Lakshanani. One is Swarupa Lakshanam and Tatastha Lakshanam. Now you understand Lakshanam as what? Definition. Now Lakshana Visheshanam is different. Later on we are going to understand two Lakshanani. Two definitions we are going to understand. One is Swarupa Lakshanam, another one is Tatastha Lakshanam. That we will see later on. Let us not bother about today. No questions? Okay. I'll see you in 10-15 minutes.
Swamini, I think what I had the same question as Rodniji. Samanya, when we use the word Samanya, we refer to something universal, that is something common to all, isn't it?
No. See, we say Swarupam means something pertaining to a given object alone.
Yeah.
See, when you say Neelam Utpalam, Neelaha Samudraha, when you say that specifically, that's a nature, that's a Swabhava. You take it Swarupa as a Swabhava, that attribute of a given object.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all. Swarupam there means an attribute of a given object, that's all.
Okay. The word Samanya, does it have a...
Samanya means general. It is not samanyam is active. Samanya is not the correct word. Swarup is the correct word. Samanya visheshanam, you say generally, adjective means what? A qualifying word. And now an adjective, anything which describes a given thing is called adjective. This is a general definition of an adjective. So we say samanya visheshanam.
Okay.
But swarup means in specific way. Suppose I say, if I say an adjective distinguishes a noun from everything else, from its own species, then it's a general expression. It's a general definition of the adjective.
Okay.
I give an example specifically, neelam utpalam raktam utpalam. There the swarupam specifically mentioned what is the attribute. Without specifically mentioning what is the distinguishing qualification, if I simply say what is an adjective, I can say samanya visheshanam. That's
okay. Thank you.
Samanyam ityukte vishesha, that's swarupa visheshanam.
Okay.
Whereas laksham nusana, if only thing is, you have to understand the difference only in this manner. Sarvataha from Swajatiyebhyaha. Swarupa Visheshanam, Samanya Visheshanam distinguishes the noun substantive from its own species. That's all. Lakshanam from everything else. Very good example is Akasha Pradapta. That's the example. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.